views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
You are listening to Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome, with me, Susan DiLorenzo. Tune in each month as I join with Dr. Pat and offer up the best tools for pulling the gems from adversity and designing a life you would really love. Have you experienced adversity in your life? Are you ready to leverage it and create a life you really love? No matter where you are in your adversity story, the topics on Life Design Radio are here to inspire, reassure, enlighten, and motivate you. Why wait? Let's get started.
Yeah. Wow. And let's get started. Really, really, let's get started. You know, for those of you out there, today's show, especially today's show with Susan DiLorenzo and me, Dr. Pat, you know, when we talk about life design, we're talking about how to look at different aspects of our lives, but then how do we connect them? You know, how do we build the bridge from the old to the new? How do we do it in a way that's so easy, effortless? What are some of the things that we should and would and could look at if we simply knew how to do that? You know, today, what Susan is going to do is she's going to take us on a journey to what that means. You know, how to look back at the past and keep your eye on the future and where you want to go. And so we have lots to talk about today. For those of you, you know, 20 years, right, in the financial industry, you know, Susan said yes to a much deeper calling. And there's a reason she did, because like many of us that got tapped on the shoulder, hit by a 2x4, when a body breaks down, it's the one thing that gets the attention of pretty much all of us. But what do we do with that? And in her case, not only through her writings, through the radio show, through what we call an incredible healing journey, she now shares this with the world. Not only does she share that, but she shares what it means to step into full life mastery. Today, we're talking about building the bridge. Why is this important? Most of us don't know that there is a bridge that needs to be built. All right, Susan.
Oh, hello, Pat. Thank you. That was perfect. And hello to our listeners. It's my first chance to wish you all a happy new year. I hope the year is going great for you all. This is a subject near and dear to my heart. I guess I have a number of them that are, but the idea of building a bridge from your old life to your new, when your old life has just been one, maybe very recently, of great trauma and turmoil. And it's really all we can do at that time to just keep our ship afloat, let alone plan for a rosy future. But the one thing we can count on, just as sure as the good times ended, and maybe they weren't even that good in my case, I can say that, but the bad times don't last either. And for me, and I hope for you too, some of you, you notice that you're on your way out of this mess and distress, and you start to consider what might come next. And here is the good news at this point. You really do have a say in what your future will look like. And some of you know my story. You know, I went through quite a ride through invasive breast cancer. And then at the end of all that, my mate at the time let me know he didn't want to be married to me. Yeah. And it was really like a bomb went off in my life. And I have to say, though, that this all led to taking this gift of life that I used to take for granted and really do something with it this time. Because I want my listeners to know that building a life you love is absolutely possible. But here's the thing. Having the mindset and the tools to make it happen. We don't all come equipped with that. Or maybe it's taken out of us as we get older. So today we're just going to explore this idea of being a builder of a bridge from your old life to your new, but we're taking steps across it as we build. We're not waiting for everything to be perfect. You know, many of us have gone through tough stuff, and that idea of having the ability to believe that we can even build something better on the other side of a negative experience. There's so many scars that we've endured, no matter what our story is. So how do we free ourselves from the struggle and actually embrace the idea that we can have a wonderful life? We may not have had one up until now, and then life broke it apart. I think I shared with you last time, I was quite hard on myself. I had terrible self-esteem. I thought I was a big failure. And then I got the cleanup crew in here with cancer and divorce. So one thing, I love this quote. I want to share it with you all, that the secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but building the new. And that's what inspired me to think about building a bridge, that we, you know, we tend to review and we replay what we've been through. And then we think about, oh, I would have done this differently. I should have done that. Or why did this even happen? It was probably all my fault. And the idea is, it's not so bad if we can get to a place where we can begin to appreciate what we've been through. And when I say appreciate, I don't mean we loved it. I just mean we start to develop a compassionate lens, and we notice these new attributes that have been instilled in us, such as strength and courage. You know, there's a phrase my mentor, Mary Morrissey, used that I just loved. It really helped me. She talked about casting a kind backward glance to our past. You know, these experiences that we can lament, and notice that these experiences and who we became in those moments are the building blocks and messages that bring us to this moment where we can actually decide for better. And listen, that doesn't mean that we pretend like nothing happened and, oh, now I'm just so rosy. It's just the opposite. We're going to use this stuff. We've got to learn to incorporate even the nasty experiences along with our bravery, along with the resilience we've shown, and yes, the pain. I call it the steel blade that's been tempered in the fire, right? We're refined in that, and we can emerge on the other side with strength and a new appreciation for our lives and really a soul-driven purpose. And that's my deep, heartfelt belief on this. And this is what I want for all of us, Pat.
Yeah.
You know, it's something, you know, I know I've talked about a lot, but during my cancer journey, I kept a journal and I was able to go back and read it. And some of it made me cry all over again. Mm. But I ultimately came away with this impression of myself as, wow, babe, you're a badass.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and that's part of the awakening that gives us the wherewithal to realize that we're either stuck in some other story of our past, which is not bridge building, right? It's we're embedded, right? We are solidifying our energy, our life force, our soul in a past event. And it doesn't have to be that, you know, as traumatic as what you talked about. You know, we have these mini events in our lives that by themselves, they're like, ah, yeah, I remember the time I couldn't have a birthday party. That's like one event. But then when you put them together, they become a pattern of things. To your point, though, it doesn't really matter. Whatever it is that's locking us and shackling us into a past event is not bridge building.
It's
what
what
we're literally doing is we're fortifying the basis and foundation. We're never leaving the past.
No, dear, we're not. No, we're not. And so we don't want to stand there and say, well, this is why I'm like this, because this stuff happened to me. So you've got to just take me like this because this is why I'm like this. Well, would you want to take you like this? Obviously, we have a hard time living with ourselves when we stay stuck in a story like this. And I like to say that nothing needs to be wasted. That actually becomes a part of our why. And I love this phrase. I didn't come this far to only get this far. Imagine if I had just stopped and like, yippee, I get to live, and then just went back to all my old patterns that never served me in the first place and actually kept me quite in the low self-esteem field. But if I come from this attitude of, I didn't come this far to only get this far, you use it like a battle cry, like, no way, man. I got my life back. I lost a breast and I'm divorced and you think I'm going to stay right here? No way. So, you know, I talk about, if at first you're not so much in love with this person after all this, and I'm talking about you and yourself, that relationship with yourself, going outside of myself is how I started to be able to regard myself with a lot of love and admiration. And believe me, as I said, this was new for me. But I got the message through cancer that I only get to be Susan DiLorenzo once. And I wanted to give this woman a richer, deeper life experience than the one she had settled for before. And if you have a hard time at this point, perhaps, holding yourself in that kind of love, substitute considering the life you would wish for your child or another person that you love dearly, and then switch yourself in there and immerse yourself in those same feelings. Another centering thought that I love, other than I didn't come this far to get this far, is taking it and saying, I am on a healing journey. Now, listen to that. It's a beautiful feeling attached to that, isn't that?
Yeah. Because it's a game changer. I have this for me, it's my little thing. I call them game-changing emotions.
Yeah.
So, right? It's a GCE. It's a GCE. It's a game-changing emotion for me.
I have to remember that. That's good.
Yeah. Because I think sometimes we look at the word emote, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
emote. Like we're watching a movie and we're watching a television thing and something happens and we cry.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, don't even ask me what that was. Right?
Yes.
Not a game-changing emotion. But what you're talking about is something that grabs hold of us.
Yes.
And
yes.
Let go. Yeah.
That's right. So when we think about that phrase, right, I'm on a healing journey, here's this amazing human who was forced to walk through fire, who didn't understand at the time what it was all about, but maybe getting some insights now. And you are when you keep that phrase in mind, hey, this stuff, I'm going to use it. And you're on your own timeline, right? We tend to compare ourselves to other people, especially if they've been through what we've been through. And we think, wow, they're so much further ahead in this game than I am. And it's really that what you were through, what you went through was your delivery system. It was designed for you alone. And it doesn't help. Yes, you can get the benefit of other people's experiences, but don't use it as a comparison device. So here we are. We're building and we're crossing this bridge as we go. It's awareness and then implementation. We don't have to have the whole destination defined before we start checking in with ourselves. We just start taking steps towards this new chapter. It's our way of being.
Oh,
before
my gosh.
Before we start doing.
Look, so what that means to me, what you just said is, darn, I don't have to spend my entire life in my past.
Yep.
What a disappointment.
Yeah, it's that do loop.
I'm just telling you. Because that's what we kind of tell ourselves. You know, part of this that we're talking about today, though, Susan, I'd love to skip a break so we can continue, is that we're not saying that we don't have these experiences. I think what I've learned, having gone through a number of these now, is I didn't know what I didn't know about how to change from it, how to get on, how to move out of it. See, I didn't know what I didn't know. So everything I would try that was part of whatever I was used to doing to move away from a resentment wasn't working. And along the way, I did learn some things, but from your perspective, what is it that you learned that you're sharing with us today that has helped you most to build a bridge?
I think that I'm so worth it, that to look back at my life where it was before BC, before cancer, and the divorce, was I really thought this is as good as it gets. It just, and I didn't mean it was good. I just thought I've done the best I can. I made my bed. I had to lie in it. And the idea that I got to live, I was cancer-free, was really just like, oh yeah, I only get one of these. And, you know, it's not just for these other people that look like they're having the time of their lives. I want that too, and I deserve it. And I never thought that before. And that's where I want the most to wake people up, is that not only is it possible, we deserve it. We came here to play. We didn't come here to sit on the couch and watch TV. I know that's a shock for some of us, but it's the truth. You know, we're in the process of learning what didn't work, right? And what was amazing about us during that time, right? This clarity emerges, and we start to make some decisions and take action that serve. And it can be by the I didn't know what I didn't know way. That is an excellent way to go, because it's still that you're out there and you know you want something more. And it doesn't mean you're going to be perfectly skilled. You know, during cancer, I was already journaling, but it was mainly just to keep track of the stuff that they wanted to do with my body to get rid of the cancer. But I also noticed that I was writing about my feelings and my hopes for recovery. And boy, did this come in handy, because now I was starting to write about how I just heard that my marriage wasn't going to be around, that he no longer wanted to be married to me. And I thought, now what? And it really wasn't until about 6 months out from this latest revolution of the marriage going that I realized I was getting that complete do-over. And I use that phrase, I thought the universe was kicking my butt, but it was actually cleaning my house. I want you to ask yourself whether you may have received a complete house cleaning in your adversity too, because herein lies a great opportunity. You know, I didn't have to go back and rebuild an unhappy marriage. I would have done that, Pat, because I was a person that said, I do, and that was my vow, and I had to do it. I made that bet. I got to lie in it. So that was just like, bam, you're out of here. You don't have to deal. That's one of those things. So again, that 6 month mark, that was magical for me. That may not be your story, but you're out a little further. You get a better view down the road. And I began creating vision boards and artwork and wish lists for my new life. And I continued to journal. I also attended workshops.
Yeah.
And these were great, you know, inspired new ideas, desires. I was joining with other people who I like to say were also on the road to find out, you know, that Cat Stevens song.
Yeah.
for us old folks. And so there's just, you know, these are just a few of creative and evocative ways of getting out what may be calling you, but you may not have acknowledged for whatever reason. So here's where I want to highly encourage all of us to find one or more that appeal, okay? And just work with ourselves in this way, to allow a conversation with our soul. Because what we're doing here is we're dropping down from the logical mind, and we're going to listen with our heart and our gut. We're going to hear what the heart and gut have to say. And I have a little warning. We may not always like what we hear when we have to listen to those. Because the logical mind, it may keep us safe. It keeps us in the do loop. But when we listen to our heart and our gut, it's asking us to do some pretty brave things to get the heck out of that do loop.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I want to ask you about this, and we'll go ahead and skip the break. I mean, now having set the stage for this and have sort of, let's just call it a plan, mm-hmm. because in order for you to build anything, I mean, I'm not saying this is true for everyone, but you have to have an idea about
yes.
what you're building. You know, you have to have a sense of, am I building a little bridge? Am I building a big bridge? Where's going to be the beginning of the bridge? Am I going to have to put strengthening columns in the middle of the bridge? And then ultimately, when I get at the other side, am I going to charge a toll?
Right? You're taking this metaphor all the way.
I'm taking it. But in order to have that mindset of building, yes. we have to look at what tools we need.
Right.
And so now that we have the vision, most people get stuck right there.
Yes.
They cannot, and not because they don't want to, but we just sometimes don't have the tools to take the next move.
That's
so
right.
now that we're there, tell me, what kind of bridge construction equipment are we looking at?
This is perfect because you hit the nail right on the head there. And that's that we want to start to formulate that destination. And I like to say it's the place that we're going to embody things. So there are a lot of great internal indicators to check for, as well as some questions we can ask to get the ideas flowing. And as we like to use in the metaphor, to get the building going. So here's the big one, a question we may not have asked ourselves in quite a long time. That was my story. And that question is, what would I love? You know, after my teenage years, I don't think I considered this question much. I just kept marching to what was expected of me. You know, next is college, now a job. I want to get married. I'm going to be a homeowner. I'm going to have a child. And that doesn't mean that I didn't have any passion around it. I was just kind of, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid and thinking, that's it. That's next for me. That's next for me. And all the while thinking I had to look like the cover of a magazine and have this stunning career to be the perfect model of the modern day woman. And I say, no wonder I felt like a huge disappointment to myself, because these weren't all necessarily the dream of my soul. I was just following this almost prescription. And I really think it took cancer to get me thinking about this question again. You know, when I think now about what would I love and what I was thinking then, I could easily go ahead and, at least for all of us, we all want vibrant health. Wouldn't you love that? We yeah. all would, right?
Yeah.
It's something I would love. And then after my husband left, I knew I wanted the real deal. No settling. I wanted big time love. I was not going to be playing with Tinker Toys anymore in this one. So those were two big things I could claim already as something I would love in my life. So, you know, I like to approach my life coaching clients. You know, some are bogged down in what's happened, and they still can't feel a clear answer to that question, what would I love? They haven't allowed that question for themselves in so long that it's just not in their playlist. And so there are two terrific guides at our disposal, one called longing and one called discontent. These are two spiritual signals that we all have. So even if you've smooshed down all your longings and talked yourself brilliantly out of all of them, with all these practical reasons that life could offer of why you can't be the artist or why you couldn't be the singer or starring in a Broadway show or a writer or what have you, right? Discontent is always at your disposal. That tricky devil yeah. does not go away too easily. So we can rely on that to bubble up. That one, I'll give you an example.
I love this, but let's just talk about it. Let's just define it a little bit more.
Good.
Because I think there's a difference, and I know you've talked about this a lot, when we talk about going from adversity, right?
Yes.
Discontent. There's a wide range of discontent, right?
Yes.
But there's this other bridge that can happen, Susan DiLorenzo, everybody. And the other bridge is the bridge that's not going to get us where we want to go. It's the bridge that takes us from discontention to resent.
Yeah.
We are discontenting, and now we have built a bridge to resenting. And once we enter the bridge or the gateway, and this is where I love what you're saying, we got to catch it right here.
Yeah.
When you are at the moment of your moment of discontent, isn't that like a poem or something? Like when you're at the moment of discontent, there's enough information for you in that moment to be the creator of your destiny, one way or the other.
Yes.
If we don't do something to shift the energy of discontent, it will turn in to resent. Yeah. And resentment is one of those things that takes on a whole lot of power. As a matter of fact, there is in the 12-step programs, there's a saying, beyond anything else that nails people in a place of keeping them stuck in addiction, whatever that is, There's this one place. Resentment is the number one offender. So right. Let's talk about how we can make sure we don't build that bridge and build the one you're talking about.
Love it. I love it, Pat. Yeah, the signal of discontent I'm talking about is the one that is like your soul saying, get me out of here. Okay, for me, it was sitting in this corporate cubicle year after year. I'd already been through cancer treatment and divorce, and I was well on my way. I had this wonderful boyfriend. I was loving my life, but I still went into this job. And I remember thinking, how much longer do I have to do this? That kept bubbling up. But I didn't understand at the time that that was entirely up to me, because the other ones, cancer and divorce, just kind of wham, you're out of there, right? This one, I actually had to take some steps. I had to do the listening, and the pressure was still going to be brought to bear on me until I responded. And so when you talked about, yeah, we can use that discontent to, wow, this is as good as it gets. I'm just, you know, this is my story and I'm sticking with it. Instead of, and blaming others, why you're in that, for me, why am I in that job? Boy, what, you know, it's like, if I hadn't listened to my dad, or, you know, I'm making this up. But it's that idea of not owning your life, right? You're blaming somebody else. You're thinking, I've got bills to pay. I've got to take this job. And we don't even try to get out of it. And we don't even know there's a way to get out of it. And that's where I'm going with all this. There is a way out of everything. And it doesn't mean we have to live in discontent. So, you know, we hear that phrase, be happy with what you've got. It's not that. It's be grateful for what you have. You don't have to be completely happy with it. It's in us. It's in our DNA, that upward spiral. We want to get up, up, up. And when we're not, when we're suppressed,
addiction. We watch television.
We're on our phones. That is suppressing our discontent also. There are ways that we get that we're getting out of there. We don't want to be with that nasty feeling. So
we're unlocking the door. What we're doing is we're unlocking the door. Once we unlock the door, then the ball is in our court as to having our hand extended, reaching on the doorknob, and opening it and walking through. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about that, what that looks like, what that feels like. You know, what does it mean to walk and to walk through that door? And do we have everything we need in our construction toolkit to do that? Meaning, if you get ready to walk through the door and you realize that you have not begun to build a roadway for the bridge and you step off, oopsie, let's take a short break. Before we do, Susan, how can people find out more about you?
Yes, head on over to SusanDiLorenzo.com. There's a wealth of information there, my blogs, the radio show. You can email me at Susan@SusanDiLorenzo. I can find out either way by website or my email if you're interested in working with me. So thanks, Pat.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about walking the bridge. What does it look like to walk the bridge? Let's take a short break, everybody. We will be right back.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Wow. Oh, wow, this is really amazing, because one of the things I love is that every show that I do is always fascinating to me. You know, it's like it was fresh, like it was 15 years ago, because what happens is, you know, folks like Susan DiLorenzo are coming to the forefront right now with a fresh perspective on what it means to create an amazing life. You know, what does it mean to move beyond any of the obstacles, adversity? You know, what does any of that mean at all? When I started this show, what happens with that is I go back to a time where we were happy. We were happy. We were slap happy to the bank, as Benny would say. That's what we were doing. But then times changed. And so what I mean by that is that as times change, so must we. Yeah. And part of the change is we were dealt some serious adversity in our lives, which compounded to more adversity, effects on the body. I mean, all you need to do is just watch the trends. So today's show is about building a bridge to your new life. And Susan DiLorenzo knows expertly how to do that. Susan, before we talk about this and really, you know, talk about the pathway that we carve, how can people find out more about you? How can they work with you?
Yes, head on over to SusanDiLorenzo.com. You can message me there. You'll certainly get to know me on that page, too. There's a lot of information, and my work is on that page as well, writing. The other way is email me, Susan@SusanDiLorenzo.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get right back into this because I'm so chomping at the bit to keep going with this and go at the point of owning your journey. And I had to learn a lot about that. I know I mentioned the low self-esteem issue that came up after cancer.
Yeah.
But as my marriage was falling apart, I called on a therapist to meet with us as a couple and also separately. And it was here that I began to unravel a pattern in me as the helper and pleaser of any person with depression. I never put it together earlier and that I had a parent with depression that formed so much. And I found a book that really helped me, How You Can Survive When They're Depressed by Anne Sheffield. But now that I knew this, and I own my part, here's the awesome news for us folks. We never have to do it again. That awareness was like, whoa, I do that? It's like, no way. And then it was like, yes way. So when we can own our part in the story, we are truly free. And it takes forgiveness of ourselves and others and honoring what we've discovered by taking a new street. And I have a poem along those lines that I'd love to share. Do we have time to do that?
Yes, Pat? Please do.
All right. So it's called Autobiography in 5 Chapters by Portia Nelson. And this one really hit me between the eyes. So I hope it has that same effect on you. It begins chapter 1. I walk down the street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I am lost. I am hopeless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place, but it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3, I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's a habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4, I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. And finally, chapter 5, I walk down another street. I walk down another street. Notice that the person in this poem did not do that in chapter 1, right? There had to be a few rounds of that pattern before it even became a point where they could be aware of it. It brings this gem of awareness, and it's really good. And that's why it's really good, to cast that kind backward glance we were talking about earlier, right? Once we get it, once our awareness is there, it can break us out of this negative pattern that may have held us prisoner for years. So that is one of the greatest things that happened to me, because after that, Pat, I never was in that type of a relationship again. I was only with kind, wonderful men until I met my husband. It became clear to me. And I walked around that big hole in the sidewalk after that.
Wow. But you know, part of this too is, you know, as we're looking at this and we're looking at what you just shared, let's just be really clear about this. This is a process.
Yes.
And what I say, this is a process, what I'm really talking about is that this is a process of exploration. It's a process of courage. It's a process that when we look at this in many ways, you know, we look at the many parts of our lives. Sometimes they are a deep hole in the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's paved. But in any event, there's something in what you just shared that points to the fact that we can rise up and accelerate our success. Yes. And isn't that what you did?
Indeed. And it took all of that review. And where I want to lead with this is, I didn't do that alone. We can't, it's really hard. I don't know how to put that directly, but I'm going to start with just saying,
Ken, you may not, you know, first for
introspective, first for journaling, and then we get this chance of, wow, I'm ready, but I need help. So, you know, if you're at a point, there are wonderful things you can do. And for me, it started with a support group right while I was doing cancer. I met the most wonderful women. And from there, we went to a therapist. But, you know, we can get so bogged down in our stuff that we don't know where to start. And that's why looking for help and finding it, whether it's a therapist or anyone else, it's worth it. It's worth it. There's so many ways. The other way was going through a therapist during cancer. It was a couples therapist. And I first noticed that my marriage was in trouble then, but I was dealing with cancer at the time. So I had to table everything I heard from my husband at that time. And I just pushed it away until it came back in his words. So that's something I wanted to bring up to our listeners as well.
And what did that for you? How did that help you? How did it create the change and build the constructive pieces for what you needed? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It gave me clarity. And they were asking the right questions to bring these answers out of me. It was evocative. So that it's like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, you know, you already knew your way home, but you got a little lost.
Yeah.
And that is, they are our greatest helpers, whether it's a therapist or in certain life coaching cases. I like to get clients when they've done a little bit of work and they're ready, not when they're lost in the muck and the mire, because that is where I think a therapist is better equipped. But for me, it was the clarity I got from talking to others. And knowing that, I could take action on that. It wasn't going to stop me anymore.
Mm.
Makes sense?
Yeah. So as we take a look at this, we're going to go ahead and skip break because I want to make sure that we're getting everything we need here. I want to take a minute, though, and talk about how you bring your vision to the world. Tell us about some of the ways that you gather people together and you teach what you've learned or you speak about it. Give us some of that information.
Yes, I'd love to. As a matter of fact, if our listeners are anywhere near the Sarasota-Bradenton area in Florida, on February 23rd, I'm running a workshop on this called Using Your Adversity to Create Your New Life, to Launch Your New Life. And that's at the Unity of Sarasota. And that's from 10 to 12 on the 23rd. And we're going to do a whole workshop on this. I'm really excited about that. We're going to be looking at the four areas we all get results in life: health, relationships, our creative expression, vocation, and feeling fully resourced in time and money. So that we, you know, that other side of the bridge, we kind of want to have a destination, don't we? We want to know what results we want. We know what wasn't working in our lives. And we're going to take a deep dive there where people are going to have real answers for themselves on where they want their health to be. What would vibrant health look like to this person? What do they want in their relationships? Is it a deepening of an existing relationship? Are they looking for something special with another person, establishing a new relationship? What would they love to do with their work life? How would they like their calendar to look? What do they want their bank account to look like? We may just have been on default the whole time running our lives, and now we're taking it into our own hands. The decks have been cleared for most of us who are doing this work. And now what would we love? We're going back to that question, and we're dividing it into health, relationships, vocation, and time and money resources. From there, we're using what the gems from our own adversity were and writing those down. And we're doing some sharing work with each other as well. That's something I really love to do. We just don't get very far without support. And that's the part I wanted to talk about too, is the idea of this bridge again, building these support beams to keep this metaphor going. It's the idea that no man or woman is an island. There's time for solace and introspection, and then we go for getting help. And I took advantage of this, as I said, with a support group. I went through therapy. And then I noticed that I could start helping others. And that was a beautiful time for me, that I could start right even 3 months after my reconstructive surgery. I was asked to talk to other cancer patients who were considering the same surgery, you know, that had also lost a breast as I did. And I found that I had this compassionate, soothing manner that put them at ease, that I was able to assure them that they were in good hands, that I really wasn't much further up the ladder than they were in this journey. But I could still give a hand down to lift another up. And it just was a beautiful experience, and it took the focus off of me and into what I could give, and that in turn gave back to me. And this led also to speaking with other breast cancer patients and survivors to encourage and assure them that there was definitely life after breast cancer and that it's a life we can begin to create on our own terms. That's something we had a lot of common things on. I find that when we take the focus off ourselves, when we don't get stuck in our story, we're able to help others. And so what do I have to give right now? Even if it's just the benefit of a nasty experience, notice what you can offer another and not stay stuck in your story.
Yeah. I want to talk with you about the bridge has all the essentials of what we need to cross. We're building it. We're coming to the other side. Now we see what's in front of us. We see that we have now created a way for us to move away from that previous destination, but to move now into this space on the other side. Tell us what that looks like for people. And what I mean by that is now you've created a solid foundation. How do we create the support beams for it? And how do we keep it ongoing? What have you learned?
I think that's where I'm going to just say it. Life coaching.
No.
That, yeah.
I have like 5 coaches.
Then that's where I was saying, you know, if you're at a place where you're venturing out, you're on your healing journey, right? You're at that mindset of I didn't come this far to only get this far. That is when I love to hear from prospective clients because they don't have everything solved, but their level of self-awareness is there. It's getting there. And they know that their old life is no longer available. But they also wouldn't want to even be that person again anyway. It's here that we can blueprint a vision based on those questions of what would I love in these areas of health, relationships, vocation, time and money, resources, and create a blueprint and then begin the process of creating that life that beckons to us. It is a listening process. We formulate a vision together, a vision statement, and there's no settling in this. There's no blaming in this. There's no more, I'm not good enough, right? It's time to live from the heart. There's no longer, we're no longer living from other people's expectations for us, however well-intentioned. And so having regular support with someone who has the tools and the experience to keep you on track as you build and cross that bridge, that brings you to your best life because you're now living from that best version of yourself as you keep building. You're going to keep building like me 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. We're going to keep going. So there's this meme on Facebook, Dr. Pat, of this little kid on top of a roller coaster and he's with his like mom or some older woman who is having the time of her life on that roller coaster and he is freaking out. And I love to say, okay, that's kind of what it's like working with a life coach because you're going to be doing things that you never thought you could do. And we've got your back. We've got your hand held and we're reminding you of who you really are. You're not yesterday's 1.0, you're 2.0. So we're also your partner in believing, especially when yours is flagging. And that's why I love this work.
Wow. You know, as I think about this and I think about the next steps and also what you've said yes to in the world, the learning doesn't stop.
Yes.
And so part of the conversation now is to look at how one thing leads to another. But as you go down the road, I mean, even for you, as you start to write a book and you start mm-hmm. to take this out there, you find that for yourself, you're still in the middle of transition. And so I think it's important to say just because you cross the bridge, it doesn't mean the journey's over.
No. And thank you for mentioning that. Yes, years later from all this, I would begin to write a book called Thank You Cancer. And I say, God willing, it's out from Balboa Press this year. And so that led to me becoming certified as a life coach, and it led to public speaking, running workshops, and taking on clients who want more but aren't sure how to get there. And so now, here I am. I've added radio with Dr. Pat. It's just this continuous journey to more life, more growth. And yes, still learning and building my beautiful bridge. So when I started writing that book, it was just one big download of, I can't believe this all happened to me. This wild ride that I never would have asked for and now am actually grateful for. And I remember writing night after night after coming home from work, eating dinner with my son and putting him to bed, and then going and recounting this path from you got breast cancer to, yeah, I love my life. I would, you know, find myself crying as I wrote or read about these painful episodes and then laughing as I covered some of the crazy stuff. Like, you can't make this stuff up.
No, they can't.
So I'm bringing this up because maybe telling your story via writing, via recording it on just a voice recorder or even artwork can help you process your journey and provide you with greater awareness to move forward and the direction your heart leads you to. These are things that come from your heart. Again, we're dropping down from that head. So writing, speaking, artwork, vision boards, these are all things that are drawing you from this beautiful creative source that's always been there, and now you're calling upon it. I just love the work. I love the work, and I want it for all to find out about them in themselves.
Mm. As we come to sort of a, let's say, conclusion to this phase of our journey, I think there is a closing message from you that you stand by, you stand for, and you demonstrate in your life. That closing message is a message for all of us. You know, living the times we live in, it's filled with ambiguity and in search of truth. But the buck has to stop here. So I'd love to hear what your closing message is, and thank you for today.
Thank you, Pat. Well, one thing leads to another, but it doesn't happen without a first step. We have to get curious. We have to think about what just happened here and what is the real meaning, not just, whoa, I just went through a tornado and now I'm just going to sit down and eat lunch. Start where you are. You have more than you think you do. Just keep going. Don't quit. You're going to have some patterns and beliefs that want to hang around and tell you why you can't have what you want. You'll most likely have some family or friends who want to talk you out of some of your new choices. They love you, but may have a hard time accepting or understanding what you now desire or who you've become. So as you keep going, you'll know you're on the right track when you feel deeply alive and exhilarated about your choices, and yes, a little scared. If you feel that old discontent, pay attention. That's there for a reason. So remember, you've been through quite an experience that could help so many as you follow those breadcrumbs and build your beautiful bridge to you with a capital Y-O-U. Please reach out to me if I can serve you, and have a wonderful rest of the month, everybody.
I love it. Susan DiLorenzo, give out your website, Susan. Thank you for today.
SusanDiLorenzo.com. Hope to hear from you folks. Have a great
one. Yeah, lot talked about in this interview. For many of you, you're probably going to want to go back and take a look at it, really lean into it. But more importantly, don't stumble your way. Give Susan a call, because that one call could be that call that not only changes your life, but will help you not just build the bridge, but when you get to the other side, to live fully and deeply in the magnificence that we call you. Wow.
Amen.
Let's take a short break. You got it. Amen to that, sister. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with more of the Dr. Pat Show, Transformation Talk Radio. Yeah. The truth is going to be funny coming up next. I'm laughing already. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Life Design Radio. From adversity to awesome, with me, Susan DiLorenzo. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com as I join with Dr. Pat and offer up the best tools for pulling the gems from adversity and designing a life you would really love. No matter where you are in your adversity story, the topics on Life Design Radio are here to inspire, reassure, enlighten, and motivate you. For more information on life design coaching with me, or to listen to this show again, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.